So we are continuing now. Avas Chesed. We're in the negative commandments that one could transgress if he is a habitual person who does not give loans to people. Doesn't give loans. So we are now on Daraisa number. Yes, we did Netir and Nekama, vengeance, and the last one on Beis. Now we're on Gimel. Okay? Ve'im chavero amevakesh mimen hova. If the person is your friend who's asking from you a loan, nogea lo davar ze. Okay. Thank you. If the person who's asking for the loan from you, nogea lo davar ze l'sakana im lo yalvehu, he's going to be in a sakana if you do not lend him the money. Like the mafia is after him, literally. Someone's going to break his legs or hurt him if he doesn't get the money. Kagon sha'idei ze, by not giving him the loan, yeyachol inatzel milistim habayim alav. If you give him the money, he can get out of trouble from the listim, these robbers. Any situation like that. So now you have a unique, weird situation where if you don't lend the guy money, he's going to have a sakana to his life. He's in danger. And you've got the money, you just don't want to lend it to him. Over owed, you have another doraisa, besides not the ones we listed already. Alo tase, another one. Vehu mashikasu b'Torah, what's written in the Torah. Lo tamod al dam reecha. Do not stand on your friend's blood. Don't stand on his blood. That's the doraisa. De huzarnu boze. We were warned by this, with this doraisa, milhit rashel, from being lazy or irresponsible, lax. Kishinire lechavarenu sakanas maves. The normal doraisa is, you see a friend drowning in the ocean, you know how to swim, and you could save him, and you stand on the side. That's the baseline doraisa of lo talmud al dam reecha. You can save him, you can jump in, or whatever needs to be done, as we'll see downstairs in the Netiva Chesed coming up, and you don't do it. Lo talmud al dam reecha. This will also apply similarly if the facts are about money. It's not about jumping in the water to save him. It's putting the cash in his hand so he can get out of trouble, that he's in real life-threatening danger. Lo tamor al dam reecha. V'yelanu yecholet la'atzilu be'eza ofen shenucha. You must save him in whatever realm, whatever situation you have to do, you got to do it. V'yoser mizeh. Another Knech, as we're going to see. Dilefima de Isa b'mechilta. There is a medrash in Parshas Kedoshim in the Mechilta that's brought by the Rambam lehalacha. So that's why this is important. We're about to see in Mitzvah 297. The halav de lo tamod. This doraisa of not standing on your friend's blood and watching him die. Kol el nami imro lechavero eize inyan hefsed. The Rambam extends the doraisa from lending when the guy's in danger and not giving him the money when he's in physical danger to any loan that's going to save him from any damages, not life or death, losses, real losses. V'hu yachol lahoilo, and you can benefit this guy. Umit atzel, but you get lazy. You don't want to do it. The over alo tamod. This is an extension chiddush. You see the two doraisa. The number one doraisa is the guy's in the water drowning and you don't want to help him. And you know how to swim. Or there's a lifeguard that you know you can get and pay him a few, you know, whatever money it is to save the guy's life, and you don't do it. That's lo tamod al dam reecha. You're not allowed to stand there and watch him die. It's number the case that's equivalent equivalent would be where you have a loan. Give him money and get him away from the loan sharks who are going to break his legs. That's also the same level doraisa. That's clear. Same exact thing. It doesn't make a difference if you jump in the water or give him the money. The Rambam, based on this medrash, extends and says the guy's going to lose money because, and he needs a loan right now to save himself from losing $10,000. That's significant money. And you've got the money to because he's got to make a payment now, otherwise he loses everything that he, whatever it is. He loses $100,000, whatever it is. It's not life or death. No life or death, but big loss. The Rambam says this daraisa applies. And if you don't lend him the money when you can, you transgress this daraisa of lo tamod al dam reyecha. That's, I don't know, just went off. Good. Hello? Hello? I don't know how to use this. Okay. So I'll speak up. That is the extension. So he says it's a kol shekein, and that doesn't matter whether he's rich or poor. Lo tamod odam reyecha regarding the extension of the Rambam will apply even if he's a rich man. He's a rich man. He's got plenty of money. He's not going to die, but he's going to have losses if you just lend him the money right now. You're going to have extra losses that you could have prevented against. He could lose a lot of money. It's very common in our times, when the time comes to make the payment, as it's known, and you don't have the money, you're going to lose a lot. So there's something about time of the essence for money. And with this loan that you're going to lend him right now, yatzileu mizeh, you'll save him. V'hum itatzel bazeh. And you're lazy. Issa daraisa over alavzeh. Now, let's go to the Netiv HaChesed. Down on the bottom, the sources. And this is Os Hei 5. That says, "Dehuzarnu bazeh." This is lo tamod al dam reyecha. We're getting a little insight into this daraisa mitzvah. Deze lashon sefer mitzvahs. This is the lashon of the sefer of mitzvahs, mitzvah lo tase 297. Hizharenu militrashel behatzalas nefesh echad. We were warned by the Torah not to be negligent and lazy when you have to save one nefesh. Kishinir ehu besakanas mavet. You see him in a danger of death. Oh, hahepsed v'yelanu yecholet latzilo. And you have the ability to save him. Kamo, shaya tovea banahar. He's drowning in the river. V'anachnu neda lischos. And I know how to swim. V'nucha latzilo. We could save him. Oh, shahaya listim mishtadel lahorgo. You've got the mafia who's trying to kill him. Menucha levatel machshavaso. We could save him. We can neutralize that guy's bad intent. O litchos nisko, or we could push off the nezek that's coming. Uba azhara be'omro. And comes this daraisa and says, lo tamod al dam reyecha. Do not stand there and watch him drown. V'kvar amru. So now, based on this Rambam, you understand this is a very common situation. This is not a one in a million situation anymore. Once you're dealing with some, the guy's going to suffer losses, any financial loss, you could do something to help him. You've got the money in your bar mitzvah account, who knows what. Any serious losses. It doesn't have to be death and mafia. According to the Rambam, you have an iser daraisa if you don't lend him the money, period. Bekvar amru shemishi yichbosh eduso. This is all the sefer chur. Another situation here. You have testimony that you can say in Beis Din to help a guy out and show that he's owed money or he paid the money back, something like that. And you don't testify. You are also now over in Issa Doraisa of lo tamor al dam reyecha. You're standing watching your friend's money go down the toilet. And you could testify and help him, and you're too lazy, you want to do something else, play cricket. It's a daraisa. That's also in the category of this mitzvah. Ki hu roe mamor chavero aved. You see the money going down the drain of your friend. Hu yachol lachziro. You can return the money to him. Be'omro ha'emes. All you have to do is speak the truth. Testify. And you don't do it. Yisudar ha'isa lo tamor adam re'echa. Ve'loshun sifra. Minayin shivata yodea lo edus she'en ata rashai lishtok. Where do we learn, from what pasuk do we learn, that if you have testimony, you can't be quiet? You have to open up your mouth and speak. Talmud lomar lo tamor al dam reyecha. Uminayin she'im ra'ita oto tovea. This is all of the medrash. So that's why he's bringing it lahalacha now. And where, if you see him drowning, or animals or wild men are trying to hurt him, that you must save him. Talmud lomar lo tamor al dam reyecha. And he says, this is where we got the halacha from. Now, of the Rambam. This is where he got it from, that any losses is going to be over the Daraisa. Now, he says an interesting thing here. Let's jump down a little bit. He says that Bida, after the Gemara in Sanhedrin, this is an interesting point. The Be'inyaneinu near a Pashut, in our situation here of lending the guy money, dafilu im ein lo maus mishel atzmo. You don't even have the money in your bar mitzvah account. You don't even have the money. Ach shehu yachol lelavos amacherim, but you can get a loan from Natan Abramson. You don't have the money, but he can has the money. Gam kenu mechuyev. You must borrow the money from someone else. Is a big chiddush now. Now he's saying here that the guy, your friend, is going to die from the mafia. You don't have the money to help him, but you know somebody who does. You must get the loan from that other guy, otherwise you transgress the Daraisa. You hear how far it's going now? You got to, even if you don't have it. Why? Just like you were in a situation, if the guy's drowning in the river. The guy's drowning in the river and you can't swim, but you have a few dollars in your pocket that you could go hire a guy to go and jump in the water and save the guy. You must do it. You must. Otherwise you transgress the Daraisa. So just like you have to save a guy's life, you have to spend your own money to save his life and do whatever it takes to get him and save his life. So too, when it comes to the monetary equivalent of jumping in the water, you have to do everything in your power to get that money to save his life. But, says the Chafetz Chaim, there's no way that in a regular loan situation where the guy's just going to lose money, let's say, he needs money, you're going to save him some losses. In that situation, he says, you do not have to go borrow the money from someone else. If you have it, you have the money, then you have to lend it. If you don't have the money, then you don't have to go borrow it to go save the guy a few $100,000 or whatever he's going to lose. That's not the same. So the extension of the Rambam, that any financial loss is also in the Daraisa, does not make it that you have to go borrow money from other people in order to save this guy's money. But to save his life, you do have to. So it's an interesting, it's not exactly parallel, the extension of the Rambam. Just wanted to bring that out. Okay, that's down here. Okay, right. Fine, that's the end of Hay, and let's continue. Anybody have any questions on this? Is it clear? Yes, Yona.
Does it apply to real case things as well? If he's in a certain situation, is there a percent chance of coming to savior or coming to learning or event for the same,
what losses is going to happen to him? What's going to happen?
Like he won't be able to adapt next.
Hello, Tom. What about Dam Reyecha? No, I don't think that's it. You need the guy to have some physical, financial danger. I don't think it's going to be extending that if the guy's up late at night and you think he's, you know, it's time to, you as the Madrich, I have to put him to sleep now because otherwise he won't wake up. Hello, Tom. What about Dam Reyecha? It's a hard one. Maybe if it's before Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah and you see him doing stupid things. Maybe it's hard to hear that you can extend it. No one's done the extension that you're doing. It's interesting. Yes, Natan.
Was this also about like saying Tehillim for a sick person?
And you just say no? I don't think so. It's not going to be the same level. No. It has to be a direct, because of me, I didn't do it, he died. or he's in danger of death. To say that to you, when you, if you don't say Tehillim for someone who's in Sakana, you are now killing him, that's hard. It's also like Yonah, some more closer, but still I don't see anyone speaking that aggressively. Yes, Yeshua.
But if we took Yonah's example about spiritual danger of being
more restricted. Like what?
Where he won't die.
Ah, so you're saying you are the one who has the ability to help this guy he wants to convert to Christianity. And you have the ability to go and do something. And you do nothing. And you just let him walk right over to the guy, the missionary.
Or he's going to marry a boy, I don't know.
And you know for sure you have the ability to save him.
No.
So you had, that's part of the facts here.
No, is it?
What do you mean? If the guy's drowning in the ocean, you could dive in and pull him out, and you think you could do it. Or the guy's going to be beaten up by the Italian guy, no racial slur intended, and then you have the money in your bank and you don't give it to him, to the guy, and then the Italian guy breaks his legs. Okay, how are you going to find? Are you trying to do a Yonah Schoenfeld thing? If you could find a situation where you see that the guy, you have the ability to save him, you know, and you don't. Whatever it is, spiritually, you have the information that he won't marry the non-Jewish woman. You have the fact that you have photographs of her with another man, and you could have stopped it, and you didn't do it. I don't know, whatever crazy case, you could maybe try to apply something. I would be worried if you have the ability to stop and you just say, I'm bored. I don't want to do it. It'd be strange. I could see a Doraisa rearing its head. It could. Could be. If we push hard enough, we could find a case. What time do you have to stop, Rabbi Michael?
48.
So let's continue to the next Doraisa. That is Lotamot al Dam Reyecha. With the Rambam, remember this, with the Rambam, it makes it much more relevant to us. Much more relevant. Much more commonplace. I just got a phone call yesterday for a guy who needs money to save a loan to save a lot of money. This morning, I got a phone call. Email. So I'm saying, it definitely, if you see that the guy is going to have serious financial losses, he won't be able to make a payment. Sometimes if a guy's buying an apartment and you have to make payment schedules, and if you miss the payment number two, that's it. You forfeit the security deposit, 10% or whatever of the purchase. It happens. And the guy's suffering. You know he's in danger. He's not going to make the second payment. You got the money. Rambam says, boom, Doraisa here. To give that money, besides all the other ones that we just went through. Let's continue. So it is commonplace now. Now we go to the mitzvahs aseh. Those were all the lotaseis that you could transgress by not giving the loan. Now the avas chesed moves to the positive commandments. Ve'ata nevayer. Now we are going to explain eize mitzvahs aseh, ragil la'avor, that you are common to transgress. Mishehu ish kilai, a man who is stingy and not generous, selfish, I think that's the better word. Umarchik atzmo memidas ha'chesed. He distances himself from the midah of chesed. Number one, over al yidei zeh al ma shekasuv betorah, you transgress. The aseh, he says over as transgress, but we're now talking about bitul mitzvah aseh, okay? Mashikasuv betorah v'halachta bedrachav. One that we've spent time on, that's whoever learned the Torah Demorah recently, you guys, right? Someone, you did it, right? So that's this book. His whole book is written on this thing, on this mitzvah of walking in Hashem's ways. Shehi mitzvah aseh, this is a positive commandment. Hakolelet, it's a general mitzvah. Shenitztavino bazel leilech b'midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to walk in the same character traits, the midos of Hashem. Asher heim kulam rak letov. They're all these traits, these midos, are good. Ukemamaram b'shabes, daf kuflam et gimlam et beiz. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. Just like he is merciful, so too you be merciful. Mahu chanun, what? Just like he is gracious. Afata chanun. V'kayotze b'ze b'shar midos tovos. It's a whole list over there of the good midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu applied to us. Ukemoshim Mefurash Barambam, just like it's written in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs number 8. Mitzvah number 8 in the Rambam, walking in Hashem's ways. V'nichpila ha-mitzvah zu. It has been multiplied, this mitzvah of walking in Hashem's ways, b'shmonim akomos, b'chelek dvarim levad. In 8 places in Sefer Dvarim, this mitzvah pops up. So we already learned that if it's double, if it's repeated 2 times, it's for emphasis. Now it's 8 times, he says. Wow! 8 times to mitzvahs, to walk in Hashem's ways, over and over. This guy who prevents himself, he stops himself from giving a loan to his friend. The guy's got nothing stopping him. Nothing's preventing him from giving a loan other than his own fear, or whatever. How do I know I'll get it back? Maybe I won't get it back. I'm afraid. Stingy guy. That's it. Over be mitzvahs asei zu. He transgresses this mitzvahs asei. Shezireis Hashem yisbarach alea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mizareis, was trying to push us and encourage us and make us motivated, to motivate us. Alea bekama mekomos, in many places in the Torah. It's interesting, there's a Yerushalmi, I don't remember where it is, that Rabbi Green taught us many, many years ago, that I think could be relevant here for us to think about now, on this mitzvah. He said like this, the Yerushalmi says, I have to find the source, that when you get to Olam HaEmes, after 120 years, and you have your judgment before Hashem, who comes to defend us? Who are our greatest defense witnesses? Who are the greatest ones? The poor people, the beggars who were cheaters. Beggars and poor people that ripped people off and pretended that they were poor, but really they were not poor. They were just putting on a show. Or the guy who borrowed money and didn't pay you back. Those people are going to be your defense witnesses, says the Yerushalmi. I don't know where. Well, how are they the defense witnesses? How? Because they are going to be the only excuse you have, we have, as to why we didn't give more tzedakah. They're going to come and say, it's my fault that Rabbi Taggart didn't give tzedakah. Why? I borrowed money from him, and I didn't pay him back, so that's why he didn't give another loan the next week. It's ironic, Yerushalmi. We hate those people. We hate them, the ones that borrow and never pay us back and say, I paid you, I forgot, or the guy who's a shyster, who pretends he's raising money for yeshiva, and he puts it in his pocket and runs away, and you say, okay, I learned my lesson. Never giving to yeshivas again because of this bad guy. That guy's going to come to your defense in Olam HaEmes, says the Yerushalmi. He's going to say, take it easy on him. It's not his fault. The reason why he's cheap and stingy and doesn't want to give is because he was burnt by me. Interesting idea to look at those situations from a different vantage point. But regardless, this mitzvah right here of walking in Hashem's ways is telling you, don't be afraid. Don't say, just because I got ripped off one time and this guy didn't pay me back, I don't give loans anymore. That's my shita. I hear those words all the time. I have a shita, I don't give loans. You don't give loans, you have a shita, you're going to burn. You look at how many daraisas you're going to miss because of your new shita, because you got hurt by people. Not, I give, but I don't lend. That's people, many people like that. I lend what I don't mind if I don't get back anymore. If I want to get it back, I'm not going to lend it. Not so good. Not such a good midah according to the Avas Chesed. Let's stop here, and we will continue tomorrow with mitzvah number 2. Okay? Asay number 2. I don't know what happened here with this, Yonah, this one. It has to be recalibrated. Yeah. All right. Very good, everyone. A good moed.